If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella joining us. By the way, congratulations. You guys won all sorts of awards recently at Block Club, didn't you, Jen?
Thank you. Yes, we did. I can't even keep track of it. It sounds really terrible. But
good, we've got
a few awards, and we're pretty happy about it. We're Seamus will be giving a speech on Friday at the award ceremony.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
It's that time of year again. The Chris Kindle Market is coming soon, isn't it?
It is. It opens on November 17th, and there's some new stuff to be excited about. There are now three collectible mugs and a collectible beer stein. I know people really are obsessed with collecting all the different mugs available every year, so now you have more excuses to not only go to the one downtown, but they will have different mugs in Wrigleyville at the Plaza at Gallagher Way there, and in suburban Aurora at the Chris Kindle Market there.
I went to the one at Gallagher Way, smaller, but it's very cool. It's a very, very nice deal, and I think a lot of people don't know about it. They know about the one in Daly Plaza, but they don't know about the one there at 3635 North Clark. It's pretty good.
They're also crowded, right?
Yeah, and they're out in the suburbs, too, in Aurora. So glad to hear about that. This is sad. Duck's Hot Dogs on Ashland closing up after 70 years.
70 years. I couldn't believe it when I heard that. So the owners are selling it to a different family, and they're going to be rehabbing the whole place. It is a classic, but it has not been updated in a very long time. But, you know, you can get a whole meal there for $4. So also the prices have pretty much stayed the same. People have been rushing in this week to get their hot dogs and burgers from Ducks before it changes hands. We are hearing it will still be a hot dog stand. It will just no longer be Ducks. At one point in the 50s, there were 15 Ducks chains all across the city. It was like a big local chain. Huh. But this was the West Town location on Ashland is the only one left. The manager who's been there, Carol, she's been there for also years and years. She's hoping she could stay on at the new hot dog stand. So there will hopefully still be a familiar face there once the rebuild is done.
Hopefully they won't modernize too much. I think that's the appeal of the place at 636 North Ashland, don't you?
Exactly. That meal for $4.69, a hot dog and fries. You can't find that anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. Soul Food Lounge expanding on the south side. Tell us about this.
This is exciting for my Beverly neighbors. East of Western in Beverly is dry. So restaurants have really struggled to stay open here because they cannot have a liquor license. And, you know, when people go out to dinner, they sometimes want to order a drink. But Soul Food Lounge opened recently. It is BYOB, and it is doing really well. Every time I've gone past it, it looks very hopping in there. It's open from 4 to 8:30, Wednesday through Friday. It has a completely different menu from the location on the west side. Looks really, really delicious. They have everything from teriyaki salmon, Dominican coconut catfish, Mexican barbecue brisket. It looks very swanky in there, so a good date spot. I actually remember this location used to be a cafe back in the 90s. My dad lived over there, and it's been vacant since I moved back down here. So I'm glad to see something opening in East Beverly. We need it.
Yes.
So everyone's really excited and flocking to the place.
In Inglewood, an organizer there needs some help for Thanksgiving. How can people get involved in this?
This is super exciting. We just got an update actually this morning from Deontay Tanner, who is the founder of Servants for Hope. He was raising money. He was looking to raise $10,000 for an annual hunger relief campaign to feed 1,000 families in Inglewood. After our story went up, they immediately raised that much money. So that's awesome. Chicagoans always are stepping up for each other. So they have increased their goal to $15,000. So if you want to go to our website at blockclubchicago.org, you could find out how you can contribute and make sure that people have a nice meal, a nice turkey this Thanksgiving.
All the info is at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.